it's time for Phyllis Kessel's Lady Talk, brought to you at this time each weekday morning by Steinbach, Asbury Park, Red Bank, Bricktown, and Manalapan. Good morning, Phyllis.
Good morning, everyone. Well, summer is upon us just about, and that means a lot of seashore, a lot of swimming, a lot of sunshine, we hope. It also means that every now and then we are looking for a place to go away, someplace different, someplace that perhaps does not require too much traveling, and someplace that is educational and also entertaining. And have we got the place for you today? It is New Hope. Would you believe I have never been to New Hope, but I'm going to go after I interview our guest today because New Hope is a very exciting place. Our guest is Arlene Keita, and she is chairperson for the New Hope Historical Society and the recently restored Perry Mansion. And in just a moment, Arlene is going to tell us all about what's going on in New Hope and how you can make a very special fun day for yourself or for your entire family by driving down. And for our WJLK area listeners, it's less than a two-hour trip, and WFPG area, I think it's even a little less than that. We'll meet Arlene Keita in just a moment. First, let's see what's on our calendar of special events for Steinbach. We've got the Don Hobe collection of rare jade carvings and jewelry coming up next week, and I want you to watch and listen in the newspapers for more information about that. Saturday, Barbara Knappen will be creating beautiful ceramic pieces from noon to 3 p.m. in our Bricktown store when we feature pottery on the wheel. More special events later in the week. Arlene Keita, my friend, my new friend from the American Women Radio and Television. I told you all that I made a lot of marvelous contacts out there. I reported on the trip, brought back lots of programs, and Arlene Keita is a very fascinating woman who has a radio background, and we could do a whole program on you, Arlene.
Absolutely.
Let's first talk, though, about the New Hope Historical Society, which you are chairperson.
Right. The New Hope Historical Society, in 1966, purchased the Perry Mansion, which was obviously lived in by the Perry family even before the signing of the Declaration of Independence. So we've had a beautiful 1976 celebration of 200 years of history there. And I came to New Hope strictly as a getaway out of New York City, wanted a reason to be there on the weekends, and put my name down as board member with the New Hope Historical Society, and this year
they put you to work.
And we have 64 women working on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday between the hours of 2 and 5 p.m. each and every weekend, May 1st through October 1st, and they are touring our guests, our tourists and our visitors, through the beautiful Perry Mansion on Main Street in New Hope, PA.
It's been completely restored, has it not?
Yes, it has. The house, it has a great deal of history in it, and I can describe that by telling you that we have between 1700 and actually 1900, we have 10 rooms on display, and each room represents decorating between 1700 to 1725, or 1725 to 1750.
So you've really done it in periods.
We have. Mm-hmm. We have 5 different periods in 10 different rooms, which means the downstairs and the upstairs have 2 rooms each decorated in this particular style. I think that any decorator or any woman would be very, very interested in the furnishings that would represent, for instance, the entrance. You would see in the entrance hall a Pennsylvania Windsor bench and elegant Chippendale chairs, card table and mirror, an excellent Philadelphia high chest of drawers.
It sounds like a haven for antique buffs, and you say that it is open Friday, Saturday, Sundays, and Mondays from 2 to 5, now right through October the 1st.
Absolutely.
Well, that's a good place to go, and tomorrow we're going to ask Arlene Keita to come back and tell us more about New Hope in general and Bucks County in general, because there's lots of other things to do there. So be sure to join us again tomorrow for another edition of Lady Talk. And don't forget, tomorrow we have Cooking Up Quiche at Shore Mall in the restaurant at 10 a.m. Admission is free. Come early and get your tickets. It's a wonderful teaching demonstration. Until tomorrow, Phyllis Kessel for Steinbach, thanking you for listening and wishing you a very special day.
And now it's time for Phyllis Kessel's Lady Talk, brought to you at this time each weekday morning by Steinbeck, Asbury Park, Red Bank, Bricktown, and Manalapan. Good morning, Phyllis.
Good morning, everyone. Don't call me, I'll call you. Yesterday, I goofed by saying that New Hope was closer for those in the Atlantic City Shore Mall area than in the from the Asbury Park area. I was, of course, incorrect. And Arlene Kita, my very special guest, who is the chairperson of the New Hope Historical Society, will perhaps tell us exactly where New Hope is. I know it's on the Delaware River. That I do know.
Yes, it is. And it's directly across the bridge from Lambertville, New Jersey.
Oh, yes.
So when I'm driving from New York City, I take the New Jersey Turnpike. I get off at exit 10 and take 287 north, 15 minutes, get off at Route 22, which takes me 2 miles into 202, 206 south, and I take that past Flemington into Lambertville, cross the bridge, and I'm right there in New Hope, Pennsylvania, on Main Street. Take a left, a block down, right at the cannon, at the great big, you know, Washington's Memorial Cannon.
That's right there.
It's on the corner of Cannon Square.
And then, of course, right, is the Perry Mansion, which we spoke about yesterday, which has been restored and is open to the public on Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays. Arlene, what is the cost to go through this tour?
$125 for adults, $0.75 for senior citizens, and $0.50 for children. But we do accept private groups by reservation, and we will open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, even though we haven't mentioned that as yet, for private groups, simply by calling area code 215, telephone number 862-5652. That's the Perry Mansion telephone in New Hope, Pennsylvania.
Is there someone manning that telephone
every
during
day?
The day?
Right, and we will accept private groups for special prices.
It's a nice group trip, and you know, people say, well, why do you want to leave the shore? And as a seashore lover, I know that every now and then I either want to go up to Philadelphia, I want to go to New York, I want to get away in the summer particularly, and this is a lovely trip, about an hour and a half from the Asbury Park area, a bit longer from the Atlantic City area, but easily a one day's trip. And in addition to taking the tour through this beautiful Perry Mansion, there's a lot of other things to do in New Hope, and Arlene, perhaps you can give our listeners a few suggestions.
One of my favorite trips is the Mule Barge Ride,
which means
we have the offshoot from the Delaware River in different finger canals, and the flat bottom boat is actually pulled by the mule 17 miles up the canal for a trip, and then sure enough the horse comes from the front and is moved to what would be the rear of the barge because it doesn't turn around, and he then pulls you back to the starting point. But it's a very, very cool, relaxing trip that takes about an hour and 15 minutes, and it's absolutely delightful.
Now, I understand that there are lovely dining places and lovely antique shops in New Hope. Is this correct?
Yes, we are just filled with them. And the Bucks County Playhouse obviously has a motel section to it. We have theater. We have, you know, from Strawberry Jam to Sweet Emily's, which happens to be a health food restaurant. We have the beautiful Tom Moore's and the great Culligan's. And that's where Rodgers and Hart wrote the song, There's a Small Hotel.
Oh, yes.
With a wishing
classic.
Well.
Yes.
Right. And the beautiful Pam Mimford has the Hacienda, which is another motel and restaurant. And oh, there are so many places to go and so many things to see that one trip will not satisfy everyone.
No, it's a lovely place. And my parents, before they retired to Florida, used to go quite often. They took my children. I just happened to have never been there, but this summer is not going to go by without me paying a visit to New Hope. And we thank you so much for telling us about it. We've been chatting with Arlene Kita, and Arlene is the chairperson of the New Hope Historical Society, a very active organization, and the Perry Mansion. And you can't beat that price, $1.25 admission for adults, $0.50 for children, and $0.75 for senior citizens. Well, there are not many things that are offered at that price around here. So we hope that when you decide to leave the shore area for a day or even longer, that you will visit the visit New Hope and do all of the exciting things that Arlene has described us. And we thank you so much for coming down and telling us about
it. It's been my pleasure.
See you again soon, I hope.
The shore in too long.
Well, you're going to come back again soon.
Absolutely.
And now, until tomorrow, this is Phyllis Kessel for Steinbeck, thanking you for listening and wishing you a very special day.